This is Twit.
You just came back, Roberto. Just came back from Barcelona and Audi event there. In fact, you've got a good article in Gadget here about self-driving boredom.
Yeah,
you were looking at Audi's autonomous efforts.
So they have it's
monotonous efforts.
Yeah, it's the 25th hour is what they're calling it, which is somebody in the marketing team thought, hey, I got an idea. The 25th hour, because they're saying, you know,
we're
going to
get
average,
an extra hour of our day.
We're going to get an extra hour in our day. That's not how time works. It's just that you're not. But, you know, they have to, you know, companies like Audi, companies like BMW, they're both working on it. But other companies need to figure out, how are we going to sell self-driving cars?
Yeah.
Because if the car drives for you, then you're not worried about horsepower. You're not worried about torque. You're not worried about steering.
Right.
Now you're basically selling a home entertainment system.
It's
inside
a living
a car. Yeah. How do you sell that now?
And they actually built this. This is a room where people sit, and they've got screens that show the city going by them. And they're what? They're testing. They've got a big thing on his head.
They're testing
a lot of
like what the information is. It too much? Is it not enough? What keeps you intrigued? What keeps you involved while you're driving?
And their fear is that people will become bored to tears.
Well, if you get in a car and it's just like shooting ads at you, then you're going to tell your friends, you know what? I bought this new Audi, this new autonomous Audi, and it sucks because I'm getting ads from Whole Foods. I'm getting ads from Apple.
About doing that. About any ads would be kind of annoying.
Yeah, so any ads would be kind of annoying. But they're trying to figure out like that secret sauce of giving you information. Like, how much information do you want? Because some people want an ad. Like, I've bought things from Instagram, which seems ridiculous in my mind. I'm like, ads are dumb, ads are stupid, ads pay my bills, but they're horrible.
No,
and then
I
I'm on Instagram,
from Instagram,
and I'm
all the time.
Oh man, I really need
it's
those
done
stickers.
Well.
I really need
it's
those coach. Well. I need right. And that's that's what we're trying to figure out. In addition to, how much information they'll tell you about your day, the news. Do you want a lot of news? Do you want little news? And so just trying to figure out.
So they're not trying to make a better environment for people. They're seeing what they can get away with.
I think they've got it completely backwards. Audi wants to sell cars to consumers. And then after they bought one of these self-driving cars, they're going to get ads and they're trying to figure out what kind of ads, how many. They got it completely backwards. I think that we're going to get to a point where rides are free. And you pay for it by watching ads.
Oh, that's different.
In virtual reality, it's going to be a great virtual reality platform. You got nothing else to do. You put on the goggles, whatever it takes.
But you don't need the goggles because you have the glasses
around
you.
I mean, that's the holiday.
Because then I have to put this stuff on my face. Again, the virtual reality, like a nice warm computer on my face, does not seem like a good time.
It'll be all of the above. But especially I think it'll start at influencer events. So if there's a trade show, anybody with a badge will get free rides anywhere they want in the city, and they'll get peppered with advertising related to the topic of the concert.
So Roberto got put in this thing.
So I got put in it, and it was actually they were like, well, if you get motion sickness, tell us.
Oh,
and it
really?
Actually felt like you were just sitting stationary, but because of all the screens are moving,
your brain
felt like you're moving.
Movement.
Your brain seemed moving, so you feel like you're moving.
Right. Did you get sick?
No, I don't usually get
that. You apparently says
bucket for you there.
Yeah, you're basically inside a virtual reality bucket.
You said you started to reach for your phone.
You do, because it's just
you're bored.
Well, and also
you need a virtual
because,
phone inside the vehicle.
Yeah, and so what it comes down to is people are going to have whatever's on their phone. That's what's going to be on the screen.
That's what we want.
That's what you want. You want what's on your phone there.
So we'll be doing Facebook.
And will you get ads? Yeah. Maybe. If you get ads, you'll probably get Facebook ads. You'll probably get Instagram ads. You'll probably get what you are used to already. Right. And, but Audi, these companies need to do this research because they have to figure out what people are going to want before they want.
I'm afraid, I hate to tell them.
There was nothing in there about them giving people ads. They were using ads as bad. Ads are bad.
Here's a thought.
That was sort of their
idea. Windows. You can look out the windows as the world goes by. And if you want to look at your phone, look at the phone.
Microsoft Windows?
No, people don't want that. No one looks out the window anymore. I'm driving. There's people in the car. I'm like, look, a deer. And they're like, wait, what? What? Oh, you missed the deer. That's me driving.
You sound like a dad.
Why does Audi think you need something on the screen?
It's not that Audi
because
thinks; it's that we think
value.
It. Because you know why?
Because
when we finish this, you're going to pick up your phone and do this.
The horrible reality is that
in my mind.
Audi is not going to survive this transition. They're like, we don't need Audis anymore. Self-driving cars are going to be generic.
So, Greg, you're saying they have to add value.
Yeah, there has to be a point of differentiation. If you go and have any Uber car and it's a black something, or maybe it's something that Uber manufactures itself,
So and now Lyft Audi differentiates itself. The pleasure of driving is one way car companies do it, right? But you won't be doing that.
Well, there's going to be the niche market of drivers. Most people don't really like driving.
We can't let people drive if it's autonomous because it's they'll screw it up.
It's too dangerous.
We can't let people drive. They'll have to go to special places.
Imagine what's going to happen to vintage cars.
Well, everyone's going to bully the self-driving cars because a self-driving car will get out of your way. If I'm driving, let's say this is...
That's true.
And you're here's a self-driving car. I know the self-driving car is going to stop if I cut it off.
Right. So you just cut it off.
So
and that's the Apple self-driving car.
This is the Apple self-driving car.
You know, somebody did that to me yesterday. I'm driving my Tesla.
Yeah.
And they were driving a truck with a horse trailer on it. And they decided they didn't want to be in that lane. They just pulled in front of me. They figured, oh, he'll stop.
Right. The Tesla,
Tesla will stop. I'm pretty sure that's what they because it was the weirdest behavior.
Oh, they might not have seen you.
No. I was they pulled and they almost hit me. And I really thought, oh, that's because
you know why? Because in that truck were the best self driving vehicles, horses.
What do you do? So when somebody's riding a horse, what screens do you show him?
Yeah.
Or her?
I don't know. I think economically there's a massive gap opening up between who's going to manufacture electric cars? Who's going to manufacture self-driving cars? Yeah. And if you have self-driving cars, are they all going to be run by ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft and so on and so forth?
Yeah, what do you need car ownership for at that point?
Yeah.
Well, I personally don't own a car now, and I would welcome a ride-sharing service that could just come and pick me up from my door so I don't have to call a taxi and wait for it to arrive or go and catch the bus. I think that's a great thing. But if you're a car manufacturer and you're in a business where you're making $5 to $10 billion a year shipping cars,
I know.
You want to be able to have a spectrum of choices. So you have companies like Audi and Chrysler and Ford investing in ride hailing services, and at the same time they're putting out cars that consumers might want to buy directly. So self-driving cars, but ones that consumers might want to pay a premium for. And I think they're going to try all the different possibilities in the market, and we don't know what the final – it's a bit like Google Glasses, right? Google Glasses 2 comes out. Is it going to be a success or a failure? We don't know. You know, I can point at things like the infrastructure isn't there.
You just have to try it,
You know, and they do all of them.
Right.
Big companies aren't smart enough to do the one thing that's right. They do all the things and wait to see which one of those little treasure, little nuggets of happiness floats to the top and keep.